Good morning, Garth, from Scottsdale, Arizona, site of the Talk Media Conference. We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's European-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. Once again, alcohol will be on a ballot in Tyler, this time as a result of a successful petition drive by those wishing to do away with the whole private club membership dance as a prerequisite to having a drink with your dinner in a restaurant. The good news about alcohol sales in Texas is that the decisions are made at the local level. Alcohol sales are precinct option in Texas. It's government close to home, driven by those closest to the results thereof. And that's a good thing. For decades, the people living in Tyler have decided on numerous occasions to keep the county dry. Now, if you're reading this online, you'll see that I put the word dry in quotes because, in truth, Smith County is anything but dry. There's plenty of drinking going on in Tyler. All of the restaurants are, and here are some quotation marks again, private clubs with memberships available. There's no one going to Mercado tonight who wants a margarita that won't get one. Those who oppose alcohol sales do so for understandable reasons. Alcohol is not a benign product. Drill into most traffic fatalities and you'll find alcohol at the root. Domestic crime and violence, same thing. Consume too much alcohol and you become unfit to drive or to be seen in public. You become a menace, a danger to yourself and others. And for many people, any alcohol is too much. Alcoholism has destroyed countless millions of families in our history and continues to do so to this day. If you don't like alcohol, I understand why. Now, since this segment is sponsored by a winemaker and retailer, and since I'm about to do a commercial on drinking wine, it's obvious that I consume alcohol. I do. I like a nice glass of wine with my dinner. I treat myself to a scotch in the evenings on weekends. That's going to happen tonight. If I host a social event, we serve alcohol. With respect to consuming alcohol, I know the rules, and I abide by them, and so do most people. But the ones who don't cause huge problems, and thus many in our community have a desire to see that no alcohol is sold, and if you're in that group, I respect your position. But here's a memo to you folks. It ain't working. Smith County is awash in beer, wine, and liquor. Countless thousands of gallons of gasoline are burned every month driving to Kilgore or Coffee City. There's no chain restaurant in the market that doesn't serve beer, wine, and cocktails. The whole private club thing is a farce. The sale of alcohol is not being restricted. The same amount of alcohol is being consumed per capita here as anywhere else in Texas. So why this ridiculous private club process? Why do we want to make it more difficult for Brinker International to open restaurants in our city? Why do we want to create more paperwork and cost for entrepreneurs who are willing to risk their own capital to give us another dining choice? Let's join the 21st century. I know that many are afraid that opening up alcohol sales in restaurants is the first step toward packaged liquor sales in Tyler, and you may be right. But prohibition didn't work. People are going to buy alcohol. Hey, it's Friday. If you don't believe me, today's a good day to go park yourself near the bridge over Lake Palestine on Highway 155 and watch all of your friends make a liquor store run. Why do we want the sales tax revenue to leave the county if we're not curtailing the behavior? Liquor stores can become eyesores, I know that. But the town of Addison, a suburb of Dallas, voted years ago to allow package sales because a large swath of North Dallas is dry. They saw a business opportunity, but they saw the potential downside. So liquor sales take place in Addison within strict zoning guidelines. There are rules about storefront appearance and signage. The town of Addison sat down and thought out a rational way to sell packaged liquor, and they have prospered for having done so. Tyler is a growing city. It's making us all more wealthy because it's attracting in-migration and investment that's causing property values to appreciate. It's time for rational and realistic rules on the sale of alcohol. What we have now is a charade. That's my word. What's yours? Go to ktbb.com/youtellme and you tell me. If you're still listening, let's talk about wine. As I said, I enjoy a glass of wine just about every night, and I have a great resource for trying and buying wine right here in Tyler. K.E. Sellers in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall is a working winery with a sensational selection of Texas-grown wines. Plus, it's a great place to meet after work for a fruit, meat, and cheese tray, some live music this evening, and some quiet, relaxing time with your spouse or with a friend. Like its sister Keeper Sala states, K.E. Sellers is done right, with impeccable attention to the little details that make or break a culinary experience. And like I said, K.E. Sellers is a working winery with a tasting room. You can try any wine before you buy it, so you cannot be disappointed. Many of you have gone on my recommendation, and I thank you. But if you haven't been to K.E. Sellers, tonight after work's a great time to set that straight. K.E. Sellers, in the French Quarter on South Broadway, across from the mall, and online at kesellers.com.